Yeah, we agree that the charges should be dropped because they are in the wrong court, in a brought by prosecutors that are not envisioned in the Constitution, but primarily because on four times the Constitutional Court has rightly held trial of civilians in military tribunal as completely unconstitutional, null and void, and any trials there are in violation of our national constitution, of international law, and of the court decisions from the Constitutional Court on several occasions. The reason is simple, that the military courts are not independent, they are not part of the judiciary, and they cannot provide people who appear before them, especially civilians, with the minimum due process and fair trial guarantees, such as the presumption of innocence, such as respecting their personal liberty, their right to counsel of their choice, and their right to be judged by competent people trained in law, and who are not controlled by or commanded by other soldiers. All these concepts of rule of law, of administration of justice, are alien to the military, whose duty is merely to enforce military discipline. People who have not signed up to being military should not be tried in military courts, period.
The argument by the Uganda Human Rights Commission is that since the alleged offenses occurred on foreign soil, that is in Kenya, the case falls outside even the jurisdiction of Uganda's military court.
That is also the case. The government of the Ugandan authorities, even ordinary courts, have no jurisdiction because criminal jurisdiction here is not extraterritorial. The charges they have slapped on him are charges that must happen in Uganda. The proper courts to try him if he committed offenses, Kenyan courts, I think they overlooked that, but even if the courts had jurisdiction, trying civilians in military courts is illegal.
People are saying seeking foreign aid to come and destabilize Uganda, particularly.
A few weeks ago, 36 FDC members were abducted in Kenya, and right now, Dr. Vesija is also abducted. So Turkish nationals were abducted.
I understand that the family of Dr. Besigye and his co-accused are going to take legal action for what many Ugandans are saying are the abduction of the former main opposition leader.
Yes, that is the case. The family will take legal action, but also concerned Ugandans are going to take action because this violation of rule of law cannot go unchallenged.
There are suggestions that opposition leaders in Uganda are saying Kenya is no longer safe for them as opposition leaders. As a human rights activist, is that the stance you also take?
Kenya is safe for no one, whether you're opposition or not. There is another person called Samuel Kanye, who was involved allegedly in Kenyan Gen Z protests. He's an artist in Uganda. He's still in prison. So whether you are a politician or not, opposition or not, you're a foreigner, you're in trouble. But of course, even opposition politicians are in deep, deep trouble because if you dare go to Kenya, you are likely to be abducted. It is becoming more dangerous to be in Kenya than even in your home country. I've already warned Kakwenza not to step in Kenya, and I'm advising my other clients to leave Kenya out of their schedule if they think that they are on government radar.